mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your fussy baby couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, September 22nd, 2014.
And this is episode 167. You like how I just changed the title right in the middle?
Well, yeah, I kind of deserved it.
It was a juggling couple.
Yep, we're the juggling couple.
But Zoe wanted to make sure that we knew how she felt at that moment in time.
Yeah, and, about the intro of the show.
Yeah, and so maybe I need to change something. But I'm Jay. This is my lovely wife, Renee.
Hello.
We're the Valentines, and we're here to share our lives with you. We have missed you guys. It has been since September 8th, I'm told.
Yes, September 8th is the last time we were doing a podcast. And podcasts can be sporadic.
Right.
Twins in the house. Jay said to me, I wonder if we're crazy for doing this. And we probably are crazy for attempting to do this, you know, with the twins.
Yeah.
It's life is very unpredictable with them. They don't have a schedule yet. We don't know when they're going to be asleep, when they're going to be awake, when they're going to want to eat.
Right.
So it's a little crazy.
Oh yeah, it definitely is. But you know what? They're amazing kids, and they make this life of ours even more interesting.
Yep. So so Valentine Cast from now on, for the time being, will be about half an hour.
Yeah.
That's what I'm shooting for.
Yeah.
So just glad to be here. So.
Yeah. So we have a few folks joining us here in the chat room.
We do have a few folks in the chat room.
Who do we have joining with us today?
Diddy is in the chat room along with Udella.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, guys. JB Hannah is here.
Yep.
JK Grammar is here. Dokador is here. Lori. Hi, Lori.
Hi.
And Zobby is here.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for being here. So glad you could join us and everything. And really, 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 really appreciate it.
Yeah, we are so glad that you all are with us.
And Lori, I'm going to guess, is this your first time watching this live?
If so, hello.
Hello. And I'm glad you found us. Definitely glad you found us here. So let's go ahead and put this binky in Zoe's mouth, and then let's go ahead and have Hando take us to the weekend wrap up.
Weekend wrap up.
That's how you people say it, right?
Oh yes, that is exactly how we say it.
So Lori found us on Nerd Parents.
So that was these weekend wrap ups gonna be like. It can be like two weekends or three weekends.
So.
We're gonna say weekend, like ING, you know, weekend wrap
up. Weekend wrap up.
So, like Lori, who found us on Nerd Parents, one of the things that we've done since the last time we were on the show, we did guest on Nerd Parents for the second time. This is a follow up because when we first did it, you were expecting with the girls, right?
Yes.
And then we did a follow-up show, which was episode 35, and we talked about having twins, and we gave tips and twips on what's it like having twins in the household.
Yeah.
So you can find it over at nerdparents.com. Have some awesome things going on over there. This weekend, we had a special guest. That special guest was... none other than Miss Viking, April Ness.
I know. April Ness actually came into the Valentine household. That was amazing.
Also known as Viking Lass.
Yep. And we were so happy to have her.
We were. And it was amazing spending time with her. Got to go out to eat.
She got to hold the babies.
Take plenty of pictures with the babies. Do some of her awesome vines.
Yeah, she did some vines. And I got to see Mel in her famous bike.
We got to see the melon. I got pictures of the melon.
So that was awesome. So we love it. So we always tell people, you have a bed at the Valentine house.
Yeah.
If you're traveling through, you don't want to spend money on a hotel, let us know.
So I know we're going to be seeing Zobby.
Yep.
And them at the end of the month. So that'll be fun.
Yes, JK. Yes, April got some water. We at least offered her some water.
Yeah, she got food.
And water.
Oh, it's this weekend we're seeing.
Yeah, it's this weekend and they're coming.
We're seeing Zobby. Wow, this is the end of the month.
It is end of the month.
Good Lord.
I didn't know it's flying by.
Yeah. So it was good seeing her. She is now halfway in her journey to live in Seattle. So we got to talk about that a bit. And we hope to have her on the show. That's one of the things that we'll be doing. Since the 8th, there have been a lot of weddings.
So.
Saturday.
Yeah, a lot of people got married this past Saturday.
We had Ryan and Ashley.
Yeah.
Ryan is one of the co-hosts over at Gamers Inn.
Yep.
We also had my manager and friend, Steve and Nikki. They got married. And who else got married?
Taylor.
And Dylan.
And Dylan Johnson.
They did.
Well, Taylor Johnson and Dylan, whatever. So she's not Taylor Johnson anymore. She's Taylor something else.
Yeah.
I don't remember
his last name. Swift.
I'm playing. That would be terrible.
Why you say
his name
is
Swift? If his name was Swift, that would be terrible for Taylor. So congratulations to the happy couple. They were tweeting. They were on their way to the wedding, and they were rapping "Bust a Move."
Yeah, that's always a go-to wedding song. That's for sure. So I have to ask you, Renee, you're sitting there very content holding Maya in your arms,
right?
People are seeing Maya.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't know what's going on up under the desk.
They don't know what's going on up under the desk.
So what's going on up under the desk?
I'm pumping up under the desk. You never know. I am making milk for the babies.
Yeah. So one of the things that we'll talk about probably in tech is the technology of breast pumps. How about that? So, as our girls, who, as you could tell, are very vocal. That's Maya.
Yeah, they're very
some
vocal.
Of the things that they've been doing lately, they've been holding up their heads a lot more.
They have been.
They are socially smiling,
which is an amazing thing when you do something and they smile in response. So that's always fun.
And it'd be amazing if they were just socially smile through this whole show.
Yeah, and yeah, that would be great. Just instead of socially screaming. So let's get on to tech.
All right, sounds good, babe. Let's go ahead and do that.
Technology.
All right. So one of the things that we're going to talk about in tech that happened this past Friday was the release of the iPhone 6.
And I didn't even know anything about it. When the announcement came, I was busy with the babies.
We tried to watch
the announcement, but the live stream kept going out.
It did. So, Renee and I, our iPhone 6s came on Friday. Sorry about that. They came on Friday, and we got them set up, and we got them activated, and we're enjoying them. We did kind of do a size upgrade from our normal 16 gigabyte to the 64 because
we're gonna be taking lots of pictures of them.
Lots of pictures is one of the reasons why we did that. So it'll probably be a long time before that'll happen again.
Yeah, it'll be a long time before we get another phone.
Yep. So we both got the regular iPhone.
promise it doesn't. It is not as bad as it sounds. Maya makes it sound really bad.
I got an iPhone 6. I got the silver, which when they say silver and gold, they're just talking about the back because the front is still white.
I don't know why you thought the front would be silver too.
I don't know. I just did. But and Renee got the black.
Black. Yeah, I like it simple.
Yeah, and at one point I was real close. Hando said he was tempted to ditch his Galaxy Note 3, and I'm not gonna lie, I was real close to maybe falling over to and getting Android for a bit.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Why? Thinking,
because my job gets me a phone, so I got the iPhone 6 Plus. For my work phone, and that hasn't came yet. There's been a huge back order of those, so it'll probably be like a couple of weeks before.
Hando said he's tempted to ditch his Galaxy Note 3.
I know, that's what I just said.
Oh, sorry.
I know, I was dealing with the kid. I guess, I should just give you a pass and just...
give me a pass.
Not even... Even for me, I think that's what we need to do on the show. Whereas we used to call each other out.
But we get passes now.
You know... We used to call each other out when we would not listen to the other.
Yeah.
You know, I think we probably had to give each other a pass to say, you know what? She was dealing with a baby. He was dealing with a baby.
I think we're brave for podcasting with two newborns. I'm sorry. We're brave. But so my iPhone 6, it's takes some muscle memory to get used to. Takes muscle memory to have the lock button on the side, even though that's getting easier. It really takes muscle memory for me not to put my passcode in and use my
Touch ID,
my thumb instead. So
Touch ID,
Touch ID. If you want to get all technical, but yeah, I mean it's bigger, which means making my thumb go to the corners is tough. So texting one handed, I have to stretch sometimes, and just certain things. So
right.
Do you like it?
I do. I'm curious to find out how big of a hassle it will be with the Plus, you know. So I'll definitely see once it comes in. One of the other things that we did in tech, I actually got it today. For my camera, I got my Easy Bounce flash diffuser. My particular camera has a very, very large footprint, it can't use like the normal diffuser. So I'm showing the chat room here. So it's basically, you see that on my flash there? Boom. That bounces the flash and it makes my pictures look amazing. I mean, it actually came from Korea, and all it is a piece of plastic with a mirror. That's it. Just a mirror. But I'm glad I got that. I took some pictures today of Renee, and they came out beautiful, of course.
Aww,
it's awesome
thanks.
When you have a beautiful subject, so it's hard to mess that up. And I want to say a special thank you to Strumpet and others that have weighed in on photo editing software. I've been doing the 30-day trial with Lightroom, and I have to say I really like Lightroom. I'm probably going to do the Creative Cloud option where I can use Lightroom and pay a monthly subscription of $9.99 a month. I'm really excited to get started doing more photography. Hopefully, I may have some opportunities coming up here once Ashley finishes her book and everything. So
nice.
And then also one of the things that Renee purchased not this past week, but 2 weeks ago, we have been renting a hospital grade pump. But now you're an owner.
I am an owner of a hospital grade pump. Yeah, it's a brand that was mainly used in Korea, I think it was.
It was Australia.
Maybe it's Australia. It's called Spectra. And I think the price is a little lower than other ones because it's not heavily marketed here in the U.S., but it's really nice. It's supposed to mimic the nursing of a baby more, and it's definitely more comfortable. And so it's nice. So I have my hands-free bra on, and I'm pumping right now. You never know it. But there is a contest for MIT to recreate the breast pump.
Okay.
If you're feeding her, I'm going to feed her too.
All right, so give us one quick second. Yeah, let me adjust someone real quick. This is a live show here.
I know.
She's about to get mad, too.
You're feeding babies. There she go. She gets mad.
All right. Boom. Just like that. All right, so...
The pump is handle after the pump is easier on the nips. Depends on who you ask. Somebody who has nursing, down, they'll say no. The pump is worse on the nipple. Other people like me who, the pump is easier. So it's very personal.
Well, it's when you say easier, it's more gentler on your nipples.
Yeah, it's gentler. Yes,
because. When you were breastfeeding, it was like you said. I guess the way you explained it was somebody was stabbing your nipples.
Yep, with a hot,
like
needle. It was terrible.
Yeah.
So pumping does not feel like that.
Yeah. So the hands-free bra, it's pretty much like a bra with a slit.
Bra with a slit, your nipple comes out. It's pretty funny. But anyway, but MIT is trying to redo the breast pump. They have a contest and. That's awesome because I don't think, nursing mothers get enough,
attention.
And I think that's awesome. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, cool, cool, cool. All right. So with that, let's go ahead and jump into a bit of media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
All right. So one of the things that I think we already talked. Whoop, that's a little loud.
Oh, and I did. And I want to say hi to Teddy. Teddy said, I'm late, but I'm here.
What up, Teddy D?
Hey, Teddy.
Yeah. So, I don't think we talked about this last time we were here. Renee and I actually got to go on a date, and we got to go see Guardians of the Galaxy.
We did. We actually went out to a movie.
So, we went to the movies, and we got to catch up on what the rave and all the... I am Groot sayings.
Yes.
And we caught up on what actually happened and what's going on. So we know all the memes, all the things that are going on. So so what do you think of Guardians of the Galaxy?
I thought it was good. I don't know. It wasn't, knock my socks off good, but I thought it was very, very good.
Yeah.
I still like the Avengers better, even though some people say they like that better than the Avengers.
It depends. I think it really depends on what you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? So everybody has their own taste and stuff like that. I'm still up in the air on which one I think is better. I think they're both good. I think it's almost like comparing apples and oranges, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, okay.
Because... I just think it is. It's like comparing Punisher to Captain America almost.
Yeah, they're two different things.
As two comic book characters, like, who's the best hero? Well, they got two different motives and they're doing two different things. It's apples and oranges.
It is apples and oranges. But it was good. I really enjoyed it. Of course, the end scene dancing Groot was cute
right.
and adorable and... worth the wait.
Not playing. And well,
that's not a spoiler.
Yeah. But anyway, and then one of the other things that we've been watching that we just started and kind of binging on is An Idiot Abroad.
Right, and I had heard of this.
Right.
But I never watched it, and I could kick myself for not watching it.
It is so good. It's Ricky Gervais and Stephen
Merchant,
and they have their friend Carl
Pinkerton, something like that.
Pinkerton going to all across the world to see stuff, but he's just not going to see the Seven Wonders. He's actually going to have a journey as he's going to see these Seven Wonders. And it is done very well.
Yeah, he's so honest. Pilkington, Jesse Grammer said. Thank you. It's a really good show. I love how honest he is. He's not putting on for the cameras. He really hates everything.
Right.
But and when Ricky Gervais calls him on the phone and laughs at him, it makes me laugh every time.
Man, Ricky laughs real. Ricky laughing so loud cracks me up, man. It really cracks me up. And then Renee's been.
I've been watching some trash TV. I've been watching reality TV. Dance Moms.
Woo!
So Dance Moms is basically it's about a dance studio based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the IBD Dance Company, and it's just reality TV at its finest. And
awesome
it's
editing.
Awesome editing. You know the false editing that most reality shows do.
Right.
And you know, I'm binging my way through thanks to, at first Amazon and then, the Lifetime app on my Apple TV. So
yep.
Dance Moms, get on the floor. My girl is my girl. Live it on the dance floor. So there you go.
So, you also been watching The Tudors.
I've watched a few episodes of The Tudors. I had watched a few episodes previously, but I had stopped, so I had to go back and rewatch. It's really well done. It has Natalie Dormer from Game of Thrones in it. So it's, you know, as Anne Boleyn. So it's pretty awesome. So,
right.
And you've been playing some Destiny.
Yeah, but before that, man, I forgot what I was gonna say.
Before that.
Yeah, so I've been playing some Destiny. Oh, there's another TV show. Oh, Utopia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Gosh. Okay.
So.
more reality TV.
So, man, I don't know if there have been a lot of people watching this or not, but the Utopia show that's on now, it comes on twice a day. It's kind of like Big Brother a little bit, but it's Utopia where they're, you know, building their own society and stuff like that.
So, it comes on twice a day?
It comes on twice a week. Tuesday and Friday.
No wonder there's so many of them.
Yes, Tuesday and Friday. It's just like Big Brother.
Big Brother was twice a week?
Oh, yes.
I never watched Big Brother.
No.
So, Utopia reminds me of a show that Jay and I used to watch where, you know, people had to figure out how to survive in a post-apocalyptic, you know,
Society. Right. They had to get power. Yeah. But then they had to sit up so people had to come and attack and stuff like that.
Right. Right. Which was crazy. This is just, they're in this gated community and they
5 acres.
5 acres and they have to learn to live.
And they got $5,000 and they have to make money and they have to make a society and live at this place for a year. So yeah. It's pretty good. I like it. I mean, I don't know. It's just really good. It's really good.
Yeah, it's just the characters they have. They have good characters. And so, people get all pissed off. It Hando said it sounds cultish.
Not yet.
I'm sure it will be. I mean, if I joined a reality show, I can't see myself hooking up with a guy like that night. And people do it. And I'm like, what are you all doing? Especially knowing that I'm on TV.
Right.
But that's just me.
And let me go ahead and just for you autophile folks that, you know, just that padding you hear in the background is, you know, a baby getting birthed.
And so don't
I'm
get
gonna
mad
say
at us.
To you listeners, if it bothers you, I apologize.
Yeah. I yeah. If you'd rather us not do the show, let us know.
Right. Let us know. Like, if you got to take care of the babies, Jay, just don't even record.
In that case, I'd be like, we're taking a year hiatus.
I'm going to unsubscribe. I don't want to listen to your show. Your show is stupid because you burping babies and feeding babies and you got crying babies all over the thing. It's just dumb.
That's just unprofessional.
That's unprofessional and you shouldn't be podcasting anymore. Give me your microphone.
Watch us get one just like that.
Okay.
We're going to get
Mo Halen will probably email it, man.
Probably.
That'd be awesome if he does. So I've been playing some Destiny. When I say I've been playing some Destiny, take it as maybe twice a week, if that. You okay, baby girl?
What'd you do? You hit her head with the mic?
No, I hit her head on my headphones. I said, Daddy, his big headphones. It make no sense. Why your headphones are so big?
JK said you sounded like Bill Cosby.
That's how I feel, man. It's like, hey, you know, we'll get there. And then I've been playing a seasoned character in Diablo. That's been going on. And I got him up. I got her up. It's a crusader. Got her up to 70. And she's at Paragon level 70 also, I think.
Oh, very nice. I'm sorry you're enjoying it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Right. And I agree, Lori. Lori says that, you know, she thinks it's awesome. You know, because real life happens and the show should reflect that. And, that's one of my things that with our show, as people that listen to us regularly know, this show is our lives and we love sharing our lives. And part of that is what's happening here and what's happening in our lives. And we just enjoy sharing our lives with you all because, one, we love you all and you all are like family to us. I mean, we have a bedroom. We had a Valentine cast bedroom. And April said that right now we hold the throne for the best bed of the trip.
So beat that, everybody.
Take that. Whoever else is April staying with, you got some competition. You better go out and buy something because we held it down.
And Diddy, you do need to play Diablo on the PS4. It's fun. If you have time and you want to kill some things, kill it.
Right. JK, I did get your message. I never replied back, and I apologize. I play on the PC, Diddy. We also have it on PS4. Would love to play on the PS4 with some other folks. Renee and I play sometimes. And JK, we'll have to play sometimes, man. I have to add you, I think. I did get your message. I'm sorry, man. I've been real, not lax, but I see people messages, and I'm like, oh, I got to get back to them. I even did it to my own mother. She called Thursday. I didn't even call her until yesterday.
Jay's own mother is not exempt people.
Yeah, so it happens, man. It just, I don't know. I feel bad because I try to stay on top of that. And then me being silly and picking up other projects that we'll be talking about here in a second. Are we going to talk food, babe, or are we just going to jump straight down?
We can jump straight to odds and ends. Let's do it.
All right. So let's go listen to Mr. Feisty, who we couldn't see this weekend. Valentine's.
Ends.
All right, so let me see what long song I have here I can play. Yeah, we'll play some Legend of Zelda. I think it's pretty long.
Yeah, so we have some birthdays to get caught up on.
Oh, yeah.
Ginger's birthday was September the 15th. Happy birthday, Ginger.
As well as Asheo.
And Asheo's birthday was also the 15th. Yeah, Dan O'Coin's birthday was the 16th of September.
As well as Stephen McBath.
Yeah.
Who is also, not Accuzad. Whoa, man, I forgot his name. He's an AIE. I can't remember.
Don't ask me.
It's Shanna's birthday.
It was on the 18th. Glenn's birthday was also on the 18th.
Merton. And none other than my great friend Strumpet.
Yep.
Her birthday was on the 20th.
Happy birthday, Strumpet.
Yesterday was Tanner Goodman.
Tanner. Oh, that was your accent coming out. Tanner.
Yep. And Mary Henderson. Oh, Mary.
I know.
I'm trying to remember if I even said happy birthday on Facebook.
No, I didn't.
See, and this is what's so bad. I'm horrible. It's just like, I forget. I don't know if I forget. I think about it, but then I don't do it. I just don't do it.
Yeah. I'm the same way.
You know,
Cheesy G's birthday is tomorrow.
And,
happy birthday, Cheesy G.
And Mr. Neil Mitchell from the Taboo, his birthday is on Saturday.
Ooh, Alakaz, Diddy said. That's too.
Thank you, Diddy. Oh, that was bugging me a little
Hello
bit.
Hello, our chat room. Hando said he thinks he might start calling in with the food segment. Pre-recorded would be great. Either one.
Yeah. I will say.
That would be cool.
I will say, though, we are kind of doing a trial run this week of getting back into cooking.
Yeah, we cooked today. It's a little dicey. We cooked yesterday. We cooked tonight instead of just getting our usual fast stuff. And
yeah, like fast stuff is like heating up something real quick. Throw a little DiGiorno pizza in the toaster oven.
Yeah.
So, but this time we did today. Just kind of food related. Today we had rice and mushroom, wild rice and mushroom stuffed chicken breast from Costco. It is, you know, no GMO or whatever growth, whatever that stuff is.
Yeah.
And no, modified, no, yeah. It's supposed to be clean or whatever.
It's organic.
Organic. Oh, thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
That's what that means.
What?
Or they just say organic.
Well, GMO and organic are two different things, I think.
But. Oh, there's no oxidants, whatever.
It's all natural.
It's all natural.
And so we had that and some vegetables and some corn on the cob, and yeah, it was really good.
It was.
And when I go back to work next week, people, I go back to work next Wednesday. But I don't want to do fast food all the time, so I'm gonna start getting back into it.
Right.
And thank you, Della. I will see your Facebook post about Make Ahead Suppers. So you frozen dinner kits.
Nice.
So
you probably won't have room in the freezer because Renee's breast milk is taking up.
Yeah, I took over half the
taking
freezer.
Taking up over half the freezer right now.
But we do have some we already did the congratulations for the wedding. You did those up front.
We did, and I'm gonna have to. I hate to do this, but I have to, let me go ahead and do this.
Podcast of the week.
Hey.
Jay's about to plug himself.
Well, before I do that, Teddy's here, and I don't think we had a show since the last time we all talked, since this happened, but myself, Teddy, and Aaron from the Black Astronauts Podcast did an episode of the Why Not Podcast. So go check it out. Just search for Why Not Podcast in the Apple Tunes Store or Stitcher or wherever. But let's, I'm going to talk a little bit about a little project. I don't even know. After talking with Mr. Toby, I was like, why am I doing this? Maybe I shouldn't do this.
Really?
But it becomes like, I barely have time. I barely have time to do a podcast. How am I going to do this?
You like taking on projects. I noticed that. You do.
Well, so my camera, my photo stuff is going to be ongoing. So basically, here's what I have going on. What's wrong, Zoe? Huh? You give me that look. She give me that look like, no, Dad. One of the things that you all may remember about me is that I love coffee mugs. And with coffee mugs, I love collecting them. I just don't like just the plain Jane White ones and stuff like that. And so I put out a call in the Tadpool asking folks if it's possible because I won't be able to make this happen. Starbucks, I know, big corporate, blah, blah, blah. Starbucks, they put out mugs of locations of where they are. So there's like a Virginia mug, Kentucky mug, Utah mug, stuff like that, or a coffee cup. And I've asked folks that live in these states if they could help me out and help me collect them. And I've started a doc of folks that have been helping me collect them. I'll PayPal them or whatever needs to happen. Some folks, they say it's a gift. Some folks, I'll PayPal. I mean, I don't expect anyone to give me anything. so I expect this project to take a long time. So that sparked a conversation between myself and Toby when he told me he was sending me his mug. He was like, it would be pretty cool if you did a blog about the mug and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? That would be pretty awesome. I kind of thought about it, but then I think I'm going to take it a step further. And I'm thinking I'm going to interview. It'd be like a written interview of the person that sent me the cup. And we'll talk about the cup and we'll talk about just off things and stuff like that.
Yeah, just a quick interview.
Just a quick interview. Yeah, nothing long. And I'm gonna do a blog post on these coffee cups that I'm getting. And I have the one that I have now that's the furthest away is from London, and you know, and I'm actually excited about that, you know, and being able to write a blog about that and interview Will on that one, and interview the other all the other folks that have contributed and helped me out by going to get a mug. And, you know, like I said, either I PayPal them or however we all work it out, me getting that mug. So I procured the domain travelingcup.com.
Yeah. So, yay.
So travelingcup.com is my domain. I got the blog site set up yesterday for the most part. I have a little bit more work I need to do on it. And I actually have a Facebook page, too, facebook.com/travelingcup.
I didn't get the Facebook page too.
I did. So be looking out for that. It's not going to be like a hard hitting. I don't expect to do that. I don't expect to have more posts than I do podcasts, I don't think. And this whole thing, it's not going to be limited to just Starbucks. I don't want to just be limited to Starbucks now. I like to see unique.
Oh, like cups from across the country.
Yeah, and especially if they have a story with it. That's kind of what I'm looking for. If they have a story behind it, I'm all for that. And I want to know that story. And I'm not just going to just have these cups sitting on the shelf. I'm going to use the cups because
Jay says he's going to use them. So
yeah, I mean I will. But I will not use a cup until I do the interview.
Okay, nice. You won't have any used cups.
No, no.
During the interview. So.
Nope, I will
That's
not.
An awesome idea, and I think you'll look back on that and you'll like it a lot.
So yeah, I have a Google Doc with the cups and stuff like that and people's names and stuff. So I'm excited about it. So go check it out. Travelingcup.com. Well, Renee.
We reached the end of the show.
And
I'm happy that we did a show.
And it's 37 minutes.
That's longer than I would have liked, but hey, we're here.
So, if you're watching live, Renee is hand expressing her boobs.
You can't see anything. You can't see anything, so don't go rushing to YouTube if you're not on YouTube. You can't see anything.
I love you, babe.
You probably see me making weird hand arm movements.
Like, why is Renee doing the chicken?
That's what that looks like.
Why is she doing the chicken right now? What exactly is she doing? Why is she playing with her boobs? That's gross. What are you
Zoe
doing?
Zoe spit out.
Dishes.
Here.
Awesome. Well, I mean, it's not.
Life happens.
Life happens.
Spit up happens.
Oh, it's Punk Gopher.
Hi, Punk Gopher. Sorry. Short notice.
Hey, Punk. Can't wait to see you in Thanksgiving.
I know. That's exciting.
Yep. Very exciting. Oh, and the other thing, my daughter, she scored a 28 on her ACTs.
Woo!
So she got, she is now a recipient of a scholarship that she's been working for. So, anyway, Lori, we love Costco. Have fun. We always come out with more than we expected to. So, if you want to reach us, you can do so by email. Email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. You can see Renee's blog about being a Valentine mom at valentinemom.com. You can see my blog for this traveling cup deal. And probably some of my photography out there. I'm not sure yet. We'll be travelingcup.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast. The Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast. If you want to call us, you can do so. The number is 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at
YouTube.com/ValentineCast.
My Twitter feed is
The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I.
And Renee's Twitter feed is
The Ice Flow.
Want to say thank you to Andrew Allen Trio for our background music.
Thank
also
you.
To Pretty Lights Music for allowing us to use their music for our intro and outro. Also, go check out the Patreon for Alpha Geek out at patreon.com/alphageek, who allows us to stream this via mobile.alphageekradio.com on your mobile device live. So go help them out if you can. Thank those guys a lot for what they do. Amazing people, amazing people. Thank you, chat room. Thank you, folks. Love you guys.
Love
You're
you guys.
Awesome for being here, supporting us, and being understanding. Again, if you want to be upset at this cute face for interrupting your podcast and making all kinds of noise.
Yep, and here's the other cute face for being all fussy.
Tell him, Zoe. Say, get over it. We family.
All right.
Everybody have a great week.
Bye, guys.
We'll talk to you later.
Say bye, Maya.
Bye. Say something, Zoe. Say something. Say something. Say something.